Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, before we get started, do you want to say anything, or you just want to wait till we get to the NBA and we speak
about
you?
We'll wait.
Okay. All right. Well,
we
can
say
right
rest in
in
peace, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, RGB.
Yes.
Rest in peace.
Rest in power, rest in peace, whatever.
And I was trying to get you some old years, Ruth, but my prayers went unanswered. Go ahead.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
I'm telling you, I had prayed. I was like, Lord Jesus. This was well before. I was like, I just give him four more years. Because I was like, if he win, he go try to. I was like, just give him four more years just in case.
I was just hoping for a few more months, but you know. It's 2020, so what else can you say about it? NFL week two. Just like last week, I'm not gonna really just focus
on.
Oh
my God, he almost killed that boy. Okay, I'm sorry, I saw it. Go ahead.
For everyone that's wondering, T is watching the replay of the Lakers win
last
night.
Yeah, because I was asleep when this all happened. Yes. All right,
NFL week two. Just like last week, we're just going to kind of hit on some different pieces and not really focus on, you know, statistics and things like that. Russell Wilson, Cam Newton capped off the night with just a classic in my mind. Russell Wilson threw 5 touchdowns in a comeback effort against Cam Newton and the Patriots. What they saw Cam Newton have a chance. Well, I'm just going to put him on it, the Patriots as a whole. Had a chance to win the game at the end. They, you know, amassed a nice drive all the way down to the goal line, and gave Newton the ball, had him running, and Seattle finally made a defensive play. I mean, the one thing that Seattle is not, if you can knock them right now, it's their defense. The defense is not showing up to its capabilities in the first 2 weeks of the season. But
are they expected to have a good defense?
Well, they have a bunch of young cats, and then Jamal Adams from the Jets was traded there. So you know, on paper they look like a pretty strong defense. It just hasn't come together for them yet. But yeah, that was a very good goal line stance as the clock expired, and they won that. They finished off their comeback against the Patriots. But yeah, that was a good
Russell
game.
Said he's the best quarterback in the league.
Yes.
I'm being messy. Go ahead.
I can't help but every time I see Russell, and I was talking to a friend of mine last night during the game, but every time Russell comes on the screen, I think, oh, there's Sierra's husband.
Sierra's husband.
I see that every time. And we laughed about that. But anyway, back to the top of your hand. Falcons found a new way to collapse and lose a game to the Cowboys. They were up as much as, I think, 29, maybe 30 at one point. And
for shame.
Cowboys make the comeback. And I knew when they got the onside kick, I said, they fixing to come back and win this game. I just had a feeling because everything was falling in their place.
And when Big Mo started rolling.
I'm still waiting to hear from Stephen. I hadn't heard from Stephen A. Smith. The last thing he tweeted about the Cowboys-Falcons game was how much the Falcons had gone up on the last Calvin Ridley touchdown. And you should have saw on Twitter, people were making so much fun of him because you know how him and the Cowboys fans go back and forth with each other. And yeah, it's gonna be funny to watch First Take today. I'm looking forward to it to see what he has to say about it. And the only other thing I really had wrote down to speak about the NFL was the injuries It seemed like all the 49ers got hurt. But luckily, they were playing Jets, so they were still able to get the victory. But, yeah, seemed like all of them got hurt. Saquon Barkley for the Giants.
Offense, everybody.
Yeah, Saquon for the Barkley for the Giants towards ACL. Drew
Locke. That's a little strong running back.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And when he went down the first time, I thought it was his shoulder because he kind of landed awkwardly. And then just a couple plays later, he goes down with the leg injury. But when he went down with a shoulder injury, I was telling somebody, we were sitting there watching the game, and I said, I knew it wasn't his leg because he got tree trunks for leg. There's no way that you could even hurt his leg. And I must have jinxed him because, I mean, it was literally like two plays later.
Well, that little ligament don't care about how strong your legs are. But let me tell you this, and this is – I'm not being dismissive of these people's injuries, but I want to say that I've been playing college football, and I don't know why we ain't brought that back. Just remix some of these old games. Anybody out there listening that had the power to do so, just do a remix of 2013 or 14. Throw some more Heisman's in there. Make some adjustment. But I got a player. Well, I'm trying to be a Heisman mode. What is it called? You know, when you can only control yourself. Road to Glory. So I'm in Road to Glory, and I'm trying to be a little running back. And when you was talking about these injuries, I don't got hit so many times. And you know when your little player lay down there and be like, he walk off holding his side or something. I be like, no, why you hurt again? I was like, I thought your injury was, like 80-something, 90-something. And then I was like, I don't think that mean anything because my little running back, he always getting hurt. But anyway.
Yes, but no, that's really all I had to speak on about the NFL this week.
Well, forget the NFL. Hotty toddy, go Gators.
College really. Football starts next week. Look.
Really just go Gators. later on, I'll hotty toddy it, but for now, it's go Gators.
And yes, let me reiterate one more time.
At a later day, go Gators.
And just let me say one more time.
Go Gators.
So make sure everyone heard me. College football starts next week.
Yes. I don't know what that mess is we've been witnessing.
Yes, it is. But the SEC is coming. They are coming, and I am excited about it. Yes, and the and sure enough, the first game of the season is Florida and Ole Miss.
How mess is that, Brian? I was at the University of Mississippi for 10,000 years. The one time that they played Florida, it was an away game. And
they have a statue of the game.
And I'm like, post-game
speech.
Bruh. All the times I was waiting for Florida to come to town. Anyway, I'm okay.
Listen, you got You got a statue of it in Florida history because Tebow.
No, not that one. Remember, they win again while I was in Oxford.
I don't remember this.
They played again.
Probably because we lost. So
it was an L. But they played again in like 11, maybe. No, it wasn't that. It was. Maybe 15. Anyway, they played again. Not that game. Not that one. They played again.
You know, I just remember the wins. I don't remember the losses.
Oh, Lord, I can't. I just remember being sad because I was just like knew that sometime the SEC was going to be kind and have the Gators to come to town, and they did.
They never did. I never realized that. They sure never came while we were there. Oh, goodness.
Oh, so, did we find out when this game is?
I just looked it up. 11 o'clock. We start off the college football season. 11 o'clock on ESPN.
Boo. I ain't going to be able to see it. Okay, well, that's nice. Okay, I'll just have to listen to it on the radio. All right. I'm cool with that.
Howdy, toddy.
Go Gators.
NBA. Celtics, I think I sent you all this about their implosion after game 2, where they were in the locker room fighting with each other.
I think this happens more often than people care to report, but there's nothing to report, so they just grabbing anything.
Yeah, so they hear a bunch of arguing, and they make sure to, you know, let everybody know that it's going on.
And normally the stadium is loud. It's a lot going on more right. in the hall, so you don't hear as clearly as you probably can with them in a bubble. And so this happens quite often, I suspect. And so there's nothing to see here. Please, there's nothing to see here. Step back.
Well, in typical fashion, excuse me, of teams that go through something like that, they came out in Game 3 and pretty much controlled from the opening tip and never lost control. I think they won just about every quarter, scoring wise. And they have got themselves a win, and Gordon Hayward is back. He played big minutes, although, you know, they're kind of easing him back into things. Mm-hmm. So that he's going to be a help for them. And they are down 2-1 against the Heat. And I don't want to say that they do. I don't want to say that the balance is tipped one way or the other. I still think, you know, Miami's in the driver's seat. But
this will probably go to 7. But
and I hope it does, because I believe this, you know, this has the ability to do so. And two good teams, and just you got one team that's just playing out of their minds in the Heat, and Boston just being a talented bunch. It should be a good, if it goes 7, it'll be worth the watch. But yeah, so they play again tonight, Game 4. But I want to just go ahead and get to
my cousin.
to my tease, cousin game,
go ahead, tell the people.
To tease Lakers. Yes, I thought about you when I watched the shot last night, Anthony Davis.
My cousin.
First of all, I honestly was getting ready because I was trying to type up some notes to talk about this morning, and I was honestly getting ready to speak on another Nuggets comeback. I said, oh no, they fixing to do to the Lakers what they did to the Clippers 3 or 4 times in that series, where they were down, I believe, 16, made this big run to come back, take the lead. I think it was 103-102, and then a simple defensive misunderstanding, because it wasn't anything that the Lakers did, because the play wasn't real. There was no screen or anything.
He just ran out there. Right. Yeah. He just ran out there to the three. He passed it in. They sent the little guard down from the elbow, shot him to the strong side block.
And after the game, Jokic and Plumlee, you know, it was, they said in the post game that it was a defensive miscommunication and left Jokic running late towards Anthony Davis, and Davis running over there like a guard. Just
I don't want to hear it. Y'all
catch,
lost.
Pop up.
It's a game winner. It didn't. I don't know that it would have mattered.
Have we checked on? I don't even know the young man's name. He never gets in the game for the Lakers. I don't even think he was dressed.
I think Talon is okay. Talon
is he
Horton.
Okay?
Yeah, because yes. he hopped back up and tried to get back in the fray of it. But he almost got a concussion because he knocked him flat on his back. And then all the crowd came.
And since we're on an audio medium, I just want to be clear for those that didn't see what I'm speaking of. In the post-game celebration, what's the boy's name? I can't remember it every time.
Talon Horton. I don't know what his last name, Thomas or something.
Yeah.
THT.
Yeah, so he, you know, as along with the rest of the Lakers, came over to celebrate Anthony Davis's 3-pointer, and Davis in midair just takes this man out and just knocks him flat on his behind.
I mean, and, yeah, creamed him.
Yes. So, yeah, glad to know that he is okay.
He bounced right back up. Now, they could put him on the injury reserve. He might have a concussion, but he bounced up. And once they jumping around in the little huddle, you see him try to squeeze back in now. I was like, Lord, you almost lost a limb.
And I know you and I have spoken about this before, off air and on air, when it comes to LeBron and his critics. But I believe Anthony Davis probably saved LeBron from another, you know, just
week hammering. He would have got hammered today, yeah, all day.
Because as much as he was carrying them in the first half, he was really, and it had more to do with Anthony Davis, you know, playing as well as he did in the second half and them kind of deferring to him. But he was really, you know, non-existent in the second half. He was just kind of there facilitating and not being aggressive, you know, as he's 10. And honestly, I expected him to come out and get like a triple-double's worth of statistics. And I mean, he had a double-double, but I expected him to have just a massive game.
How many assists did he have?
Assists, 4. Well,
that's not have been a lot.
Right. It wasn't.
That didn't even put them up. Let me look.
And I just assumed after the MVP voting that he would come out and make a statement in this game. And he started the game in that manner, but the second half, I don't even remember. I mean, other than him just being a massive, you know, visual sighting, I don't.
Yeah, he had 4, 26, 4, and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he only one that had a double-double, but it don't matter. My cousin hit, you know, the game winner. So we'll forgive him for not getting one more rebound.
All right. I thought that LeBron settled a lot for 3-point shots. I think he was 3 for 8 on the night from the 3-point line. And that's just really not what I thought we were going to see, a lot of driving to the goal and just hammering. And, you know, maybe he's having lingering effects from the ankle injury that happened in the last game.
And he's supposed to hurt his ankle. I missed that.
He rolled it in the last game. I do remember seeing that. But he came right back. You know, adrenaline can do some massive things for you. But yeah, just with the whole debacle over the weekend about the MVP voting and him only getting 16 of 101 first place votes, we talked about this the other day off air. But
the good thing is he kind of, and I at first I was like, oh, you know how people be like, oh, they're a basketball genius, they got high IQ. He does. And when he disclosed that he has a photographic memory, pretty much. He'll watch the film. He'll see, like, oh, I settled. Like, I could get to the rim here, there. He'll adjust.
Oh, yeah. I totally.
But like you said, they would have, if AD doesn't hit that shot, they would have let him have it. Oh, you faded in the second half. Oh, he getting old. Oh, this is a young man's game. Oh, whoa, 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 whatever. I just want to say, people, the most valuable player in this league, and that's what the MVP award is supposed to be, is LeBron James. It's not about stats alone. If Giannis never play again, the league is going to be just fine. But this man, this season changed, like, made people interested in watching not only the Lakers, but just basketball. Whether it was to have something to talk about with him, wanting him to fail or whatever it is. So, I'm really not sure why somebody's knocking at my door. And they say, as a matter of fact, I got the sign up to say that I ain't even here. But yeah, that's what MVP means to me, and that's what I thought it always meant. But apparently, it just means who had the best numbers now, statistics alone, and not what value we bring to the league.
And like we said, when you and I talked about it over the weekend, Giannis, his equivalency right now, where he is in his career, and what he means to the league. Him getting back-to-back MVPs.
Steve Nash.
Yes. Just like Steve.
And so, did Steve didn't ever win no ring, did he?
No.
I hope he don't get to hang his hat on he won back-to-back MVPs.
Because remember, it was thought that he was fixing to win him a ring, but the Lakers collapsed with him.
Well, it started with him and that little hairline fracture that never healed, and then everybody got hurt. But with Giannis, the problem with Giannis is, I don't know, the East just gonna be harder to win now. You got Brooklyn. I don't know how good of a coach Steve Nash gonna be since we talking about Nash, but if Durant come back any kind of way, like he was, and Mr. I think the Earth Flat can stay any kind of healthy, they gonna be a contender. The Celtics gonna get better. We see what Miami doing if they find a piece. Like, it's just Toronto, they just a piece away. I don't know who, how many free agents or something like that's coming off their team, but they still solid.
Yeah.
So it's just gonna be harder for him. And good luck.
You have anything else you wanna talk about with the NBA?
No.
All right. Let's
good job, because I would have been sad. Okay, not real sad, but kind of sad if we had a loss to them. All right. I expect us to lose one game. I expect it to be 5-1, but I'm at 4-1.
Continuing with our top five list this week, and as sure as the other weeks have been, this is sure to be another misunderstanding between the two of us on what this means, but top five mediocre voices.
Ah, you got, yeah. Yeah, that sound about right. Yeah, that sound about right. People, if you wind up on this list, don't nobody send us no message. It is what it is. And I think most people going to agree with my list, but who knows?
And I think a lot of people are going to have problems with mine because I knew when I was putting it together. And this is just my opinion.
Right. That's all this is.
Right. So do you want to go first or you want me to go first?
No, I want you to start because I'm always interested.
Okay. My top five, in no particular order. Britney Spears.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, Madonna.
Oh, my. Okay.
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Janet Jackson.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can see.
And lastly, but not least, Rihanna.
Oh, interesting. You know what? I don't know. I'm trying to think of Rihanna.
I've never.
Besides Umbrella, I can't even hear a song of her, so I don't even have any kind of. I don't know.
And hers was. Other ones I have specific reasoning. I think that, you know, voice manipulation and, you know, auto tuning and things like that kind of helped them.
And, I think, like Janet, for example, she just got a regular. It's just a regular, nice sounding voice. It's okay. It's not.
And other than her actual albums, any other time you ever hear her sing, you never hear her sing. She's always got hers, you know, kind of chiming in with the music playing. You never hear her actually sing, other than when she in the studio with an album. So that bothers me.
I don't know. I can see how I have. So I think mines are Brittany and them. I don't know. I never thought about them even being. I guess, yeah. I never thought about them being in the Celine Dion them world of vocals.
Well,
so,
and my other. Oh Lord, if you finna tell me that Celine Dion is on your list, I know people that listen to this show that are gonna come for you.
No, I just put her on my honorable mention for best.
Okay.
Outstanding
ooh,
vocals, whatever
nervous,
that list you just had.
Yes, you made me nervous. I had a moment. Okay.
Well, my list is Dionne Warwick.
Oh my, not Auntie Dionne. Oh Lord.
I just see like, what is Dionne? Like, I can't. I don't think she sound fine enough. But I just be like, how did you become a star? Keep Sweat, I just like, what? All that whining, I wanna, yeah, I was like, is that singing? Like, what is that? That is not singing. How is this happening that you got these albums and these followers that just be falling out when you be doing all that whining? Casey and JoJo, I can't.
Oh, no.
All that screaming and trying to do runs that just sound, I just
oh,
like, bro.
My
I'm just
see,
like,
if I can do that just as good as them, that's a problem. So I agree with you. Go ahead.
Keisha Cole. Mm-mm.
Oh no.
Mm-mm. And then when I heard her singing, somebody played her singing at a church, it was just like, ooh, I don't think she can even hold a note. It was awful. I was like, they've been doing some special work in these studios. And I really don't want to put this person on this list because she's one of my favorite artists. But I have to put it on here. Mary J. Blige.
Mary. Shout out to Power Book.
Mary J. Blige can sing her songs. But other than that, she ain't like no Glass Knight or I ain't gonna call out like Whitney, because that's not fair to people to call out them kind of people. But yeah, I feel like Janet Jackson probably can sing some other songs and you'll be fine with it. But I just be like, bruh, only songs you can sing are yours.
Ooh, that's a list there.
You know, Casey and JoJo, them gang, all that screaming and stuff they be doing.
Oh, I know. Everybody on your list.
They do all that emotional stuff and just be thinking like, oh, that just make them not know that we can't really sing.
Yes, I'm right there with you on everyone that you put down. I just, wow. Yeah. But shout out to Power Book too. Mary J. Blige, she putting it, I'm telling you, she going to win her, what's the TV version? Emmys.
Emmys. They just had the pandemics or something. Hold on.
Yes, that was very good. I watched some of that as well. I haven't watched it all because I recorded it between the basketball game and the NFL game last night. But yeah, I'm going to go back and watch the rest of it. Oh, speaking of the Emmys, they had the
trailer. Forgot
they had the trailer for WandaVision, Marvel's
MCU. I saw it, and yes. I was like, is this supposed to be like a comedy, or what is going on?
No, it's supposed to honestly be, if it's it's going to be comic book accurate, and it looks like it's going to be, it's supposed to be somewhat of a tragedy, because Wanda is supposed to, you know, in the comic book, she basically goes crazy. And yeah,
well, that should be interesting because they back in the 40s or something.
Yeah, they look like they bouncing around from decade to decade. Yeah. And yeah, I think she basically
look like I Love Lucy times or something.
Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be, I can't wait. That's gonna be something to look forward to. I think I've heard mixed reports. I know The Mandalorian season 2 is coming out end of October. So I think this Baby is supposed Yoda. To be coming out in December. Yes, Baby Yoda. I can't wait.
Well, yeah. I think I probably don't know anything about this cartoon or something then, because I'm just looking at this like, this is like watching some kind of I Love Lucy episode or something, or Leave It to Beaver or something.
Yeah. Supposedly, they're going to bounce around to different times. And yeah, do like a Brady Bunch themed episode. I love,
right, because she looked like she got some wizard. What was the wizard lady? The witches. I meant twinkle her nose.
Oh yeah, Bewitched. Yes.
Yeah, she looked. I was like, okay, that looked like a Bewitched scene or something. Okay, maybe.
I love the pieces where both of them are looking like they're in a Halloween type get-ups. But if you know anything, for those that have actually, you know, read the comic books and know anything about that, those are actually the comic book accurate costumes.
What they
for
look
those
like.
Characters. Yes.
With them all, he got that yellow cape on and that green.
Oh my goodness. Looking like E.T.
Looking a hot man. Well, that should be interesting. Disney need to add something to their collection, because right now it's kind of thin.
Well, we haven't had anything since, since Spider Man, the last Spider Man after Endgame. As far as MCU content.
Yeah. And I'm still mad at how that ended, but
And then we have well, we hadn't had anything as far as like any kind of trailer or anything since the Super Bowl because of the pandemic. So
so this should be something. This will give the people something.
They've also, like I told you the other day, they hired themselves She-Hulk, Tatiana Maslany, who is from Orphan Black, who I know they were up for a bunch of Emmys. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they actually won any. But she plays a character in that show that has multiple personality, multiple different dimensions into the
character. She won an Emmy.
So, did she?
Yes.
Okay.
See, and because only reason I know that because I love her playing Mary Jane.
Ah, okay.
She won an Emmy.
So, and then Jonathan Majors from Lovecraft Country, which I'm halfway through. I haven't finished the whole season. Well, I guess it's ongoing. So
what is this on? What is this?
It's on Amazon Prime.
Prime, okay.
No, I lied.
Okay, he lied.
Orphan Black is on Amazon Prime. Lovecraft Country is on HBO.
HBO, okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'm just, because I'm watching it, you know, I think they're like 6 episodes in, and I'm kind of catching up. So I'm like on episode 3. But he's
the trailer looked like it's interesting.
So, and he is supposed to be a major character in the new Ant-Man that's coming out, I think, in 2021, 2022, something like that. But, and he's supposed to, the report is he's supposed to play Kang the Conqueror, which is a time traveling, you know, basically character from the comic books that's supposed to be one of the big bads of this phase 4.
Well, I want to know, I don't need to know this, but I do, I hope that they stay true to the Ant-Man, like the storyline, it really haven't been so much of a storyline because they all could stand alone. Like you don't have to necessarily see them in order. You might, it's good if you do, but you can watch each of them and be like, oh, that was a good movie. I enjoyed both of them. If I didn't see one, I would have been like, fine that, oh, this was a good movie. So I hope this third one is in line with that, that you don't have to have seen the other two to know what, to enjoy it.
No, I think it probably will be there, but I do know that from now on, all the TV shows that they're putting on Disney Plus are supposed to intertwine with the movies. So, you know, it's a good money-making scheme to get people to get Disney Plus.
Yeah, because they gonna have to figure out how to release these movies. They can't just keep them in the archives and locked up forever. Because we not about to be out of this, people, for a little while. No matter what somebody keep telling y'all, coronavirus is gonna be here for a little while. And until we know how to treat it, that's really the big thing. A vaccine is fine, but we still don't know how to treat people that get sick from it. So, yeah, not to rain on nobody's parade. Go get you some more masks so you can change up your little style.
Oh, goodness. So.
See, Brian even sad about it. I am.
It's just shaking. I don't even like thinking about it, honestly.
Well, I know, just embrace it. Embrace the newness. Yeah. Michael Jackson was wearing a mask. Didn't nobody say nothing. And I saw him and I laughed because I was like, said, now everybody.
Because everybody got the mask. Now everybody is part of it, yes.
Because Court TV, they had the killing of Michael Jackson or something, and they showed him walking with that black mask on. I was like, man, Michael knew something.
On the he way knew way before all of us.
But, yeah, we're going to be here for a while. Get ready and enjoy the ride. Preferably, we won't have all these people dying, but as far as, like, Ruth and Chadwick and that kind of stuff, but
Bible stories. Are you?
It is time. For
I am unprepared, and I apologize.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize. I didn't tell you what Karen was because I wanted you to enjoy Karen's story too.
Well, I had intended on asking. I did not ask. I had intended on looking up myself. I did not do so, but I have a good reason, And this is episode 98 of the Mac and T Show podcast. Oh, and in two episodes, we will have our 100th episode for folks that can't do math.
Oh, my.
And I am working on something special to end that show with.
Well, it basically
has me going through all previous episodes.
I'm not going to holler it out, but after the show, I feel like I know what it is. Okay, but we can talk about it off air.
Oh, no, no. I don't mind saying it. I think it's a
blooper reel.
It's not going to be in that thing, but not a blooper. It's gonna be more...
And we haven't even talked about this, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, but we know each other.
But you know me. Yeah, so... and not necessarily bloopers. It's going to be more in line with... just big spots.
The follow, like, a highlight.
So I'm working on that, and it's probably going to take me the 2 weeks building up to the show to get it all.
Well, that's
done.
Fine. I can handle Bible stories. Brought to you by the BIBLE. Now, we have Karen. Now, I told y'all, let me remind y'all about some of the Karens that we've seen, at least one. I'm reminded of a certain Karen in a bird park in Central Park who was informed that she was breaking the rules by having her dog in the park. And the man asked her several times, like, ma'am, can you just take your dog across the street? Can you take him here? He's not supposed to be here. No, I don't want to follow the rules. Yet, she was determined to do what she wanted to do. So eventually, I don't know why, but the cameras came out. And then all of a sudden, she started, oh, my God. I feel like I'm under attack. I'm calling the police. Then she turned on the full Emmy Award winning act of she thought she was being threatened by this black man and crying while she choking this dog. And she was trying to put the man in a dangerous situation because we all are well aware now what happens when the police show up and a white woman is crying and the black man might be a part of the reason for these tears. Okay, so the Karen we're going to talk about right now from the Bible, her name would be Herodias. Now, this Karen, apparently from what the way the Bible read, Herodias seems to be having a unlawful affair with her husband's brother, Herod, who is king, because we are in Matthew 14, for those who care to know. Matthew 14. John the Baptist is like telling her, it's not lawful for you to be with your husband's brother, Philip. she don't want to hear it. She is like, no, I want to do what I want to do. Herod is the king, so she implores Herod to arrest, to have John the Baptist arrested. And so it goes further. So now John the Baptist in jail. And so this is what really makes Herodias an even worse Karen. Now she in jail. So what does Karen decide to do? Hey, it's King Herod's birthday. I'm going to have my daughter do a nice little seductive dance. And I know King Herod, he's going to offer her whatever she wants for pleasing him and making him happy. And that's what exactly happens. The daughter dances for Herod and he says, what do you want? Whatever you want, you can have it. So the daughter looks at her mama and Herodias in verse 8 says, prompts her daughter to ask for John the Baptist's head on a platter. Now, you know, she just had that went all full in, Karen. Now, we know King Herod didn't seem too concerned about John the Baptist because in verse 9, it says, although the king regretted it because of the oath, he did what he said he would do because he couldn't go back on his word in front of his guests. So he didn't seem to have a problem really with John or whatever John was saying, but Karen did. Karen, government name Herodias. so John the Baptist is beheaded because Karen is feeling some kind of way because John don't tell her she out of order for doing whatever she doing with her husband's brother, Herod. Now, the other Karen. This Karen goes by the name of, oh, we don't know her name because this is in Genesis 39. And this follows along the lines of, you remember we talked about the other woman. We got Rachel had two kids. One was Joseph, like, and one was Benjamin. Well, Joseph's brothers decide to lie and throw him in a pit because they tired of him running around talking about how he gonna rule over them and all this other stuff. So now Joseph find himself in Egypt. And God blesses the works of his hands, and he winds up working for a man named Potiphar. And Potiphar is an officer of Pharaoh, who is like the king. And he becomes captain of Pharaoh. Potiphar, that is the captain of the guard. So he is high up in this chain of things that's going on. And so Potiphar is like, okay, Joseph, I want you to be my personal assistant. And he put him in charge of all of his household. Now, we find Joseph is in verse 6 of chapter 39. Joseph is a good-looking man and well-built, and Potiphar's wife is hot for him. So, Karen, Joseph is minding his own business, and now here go Karen. She tries to have have sex with him. She don't ask him on several occasions to sleep with him. And in verse 10, she spoke with him day after day. And that's how we know it was several occasions. Because verse 10 says she spoke with him day after day and he refused to go to bed with her. So now that may not make her sound like a Karen, really, right? But here's where the Karen comes. So what did Karen do? On one of the occasions when she's trying to seduce this man, he like, going on, girl, I ain't got time for it. And she don't grab up his clothes and he slipped out of his little garment. And when he slips out of his garment, she leaves it in Karen's hand. And what does Karen do? Start lying. She run out of the house and just talk. Oh, he tried to lay with me. Look what he done brought this Egyptian in this house. And look what he trying to do. And you know the people don't know no better that she been out here trying too hot to try after this man. And so then she do the same thing. She showed a garment to as proof, wink, wink, to her husband. And her husband obviously going to have this man thrown in jail, which is what happened. Potiphar has Joseph thrown in jail. And so here we have a Karen who didn't get what she wanted. And when she finds an opportunity, she lied on Joseph, get him in trouble and thrown in jail. So we've had Karens around for a while. And while she should have been a minding her business, doing whatever she's supposed to be doing around this house or whatever she was. I don't know what women did during that time when they husbands had money. But she out here trying to have sex with this man. And there you have it. Karen has been around since the beginning of time. And wow, there's nothing new under the sun.
Wow.
I'm telling you, these Karens, boy, they've been here. They've been here. We just don't gave them a name.
Yes, they've been in these streets for a minute.
Been out here in these streets. Now, why she after this man? Oh, he tried to sleep with me. Now, lady, why you lying like this? I know Joseph was just beside himself like, what? Too bad Joseph didn't have no camera phone. The camera phone might have saved him, but they ain't had no camera phones yet. And John the Baptist, he just doing what he's supposed to do, preparing you the way of the Lord. And here come Herodias, like, don't like him telling the truth to her. And so she like, go ahead and throw him in jail. Now, baby, I want you to go out here and dance for your uncle. And he going to ask you what. And I'll tell you, when he asks, just look at me and I'll tell you what to ask for. Because that girl could have asked for anything. When he said, I'll give you whatever you want, she could have asked for something that would help, like a plot of land, something that would have been beneficial to her.
Right.
But I want John the Baptist's head on a platter. Really? What you going to do with that? And there you have it. Bible Stories brought to you by the B-I-B-L-E. Next week on Bible Stories, everybody plays the fool.
Sometimes. Sometimes. Yes, you know how, you know what Jennifer Lewis says about them people out here in these streets?
I don't want nobody messing with me in these streets.
That ain't what she said.
Yes, she did. She don't want nobody messing with me in these streets.
She ain't say messing.
I ain't no cursing person. Understand. You know me. You ain't never heard me curse.
Mm-mm. And I done seen you mad. You know, mad enough to make you curse, and it didn't happen.
Yeah,
so,
I ain't no cursing.
That was a good one. That was
Karen's out here, y'all. They been here. Ain't nothing new under the sun. When people say that, you just be like, obviously we know that we've had something like this virus before now because of, we know this is new. This isn't new. So just hold a God's unchanging hand. For y'all that don't believe in nothing, I don't know what to tell you. Just keep hope alive, I guess, because I'm just standing on his promises, Brian. What you standing on?
I'm standing on hope and faith.
Standing on the promises of Jesus.
Listen, the Bible
holding
calls
fast
us
with all my might to his word. If God said it, I believe it. By faith, I shall receive it. So I'm standing on the promises of God.
What I've always known about the Bible is it calls us to hope and to have faith in things not seen. So
yes,
I'm standing on it.
Stand on it.
Yes. Whew.
You just got to stand on it. Because whose report you going to believe? If you look at the world's report, it's bad. You got to decide whose report you going to believe. Let God be true and every man a liar. Okay, we going to stop going to church. But let the church say amen.
Yes, indeed. Oh, my goodness. Well, yeah, I didn't.
Again, rest in peace. Rest in power, Ruth. Show hate you didn't make it. And this is so selfish. For so many reasons. So many selfish reasons I hate that you didn't make it. Brian gonna put in the link to our stuff. This nice little video on why you should vote. Again, we're not telling you who to vote for, but why you should vote. Vote.org. Check and make sure you are registered because you don't need to find out too late that you are not registered. Once again, somebody's knocking on my door. What is happening? Go ahead.
I'm completely out. You said it all for me. Hotty totty for next weekend. Oh, goodness. Well, as always, I'm one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Hold a God's unchanging hand, Davis.
This has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
You can listen to the Mac and T Show podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, Spotify, and TuneIn. Also, be sure to check out our YouTube channel. What time is it? Please be sure to follow our show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the Mac T Show. That's at TheMacTShow at the Mac T Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get all the updates and different things that might be happening with our podcast. You can email the show at the Mac letter N T Show at gmail.com. That's the Mac, the letter N, T Show at gmail.com.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian McKay and T. Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.